Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Mei Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, ma'am. Felicia Canning.
Hi, Felicia. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Right. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, other than the one that I'm speaking to, I mean, whoever I'm speaking to, they got me on the phone. I mean, I don't know if it's attorney or what. I forgot who he is. I mean, he don't, I mean, yeah, he connected me to you. So it's somebody affiliated with the people that I'm dealing with. But no, I don't have an attorney.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Me.
I'm so sorry to hear that. When
Oh,
were you
just sorry.
diagnosed?
It was in August of 2018.
August of 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know what specific subtype it was? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work or both?
I did it at home, and then I did it probably in my mom's them yards and whole nine yards. I mean, I just did use it as needed.
Okay. Was anyone else affected by the Roundup as well? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, sorry, you
I'm
cut out
here.
for a
Did you hear me
second.
now? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay. All right.
Okay, did you say anyone else was affected as well?
Not that I know of, ma'am. No.
Okay, and can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
It was 1020 May Street, MAY, Street, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 39553. That was my home address at the time. But my house caught a fire. So now I'm currently with my old man, my mom's. That's the address that you have.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught a fire and I was in a car accident the same year. And my son graduated the same
Wow.
year. 2023 don't owe me nothing. That was a bad year.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were
They owe me.
diagnosed?
Ma'am.
How old were you when you were
Ma'am.
diagnosed?
I was 47.
47. And
I
how
think I was
many years?
47, 2018, and I'm 53 now. Yeah, that was about 47, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 47.
Okay, 47. And how many
Yes,
years were you spraying Roundup for?
well, I spray Roundup several years old, probably about 6 to 7 years.
6 to 7. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
It was anywhere from 2011 to 2012. I think it was 2012. So
2012?
2012 to 2018, because 18 is when I started going to the doctor.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
No, well, once per month. I did it once per month, but and I still went over my mom's house and sprayed it at her house also. So at my house one time a month.
Okay, but at least 10 days or more throughout your lifetime?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the phone that we are speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes, it is.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Why did you ask me that about this phone?
The phone?
Why did you ask me that? I'm just curious.
Just to know if the primary number is a smartphone or a landline.
Oh, no, it's a smartphone. No, I mean, don't nobody do landlines no more. Not too many.
That's true.
And stuff, they probably don't.
All right. And then I'm also just going to list off a few other illnesses, and you can just say yes or no if it applies to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
Nope.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
Nope.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled F-E-L-E-S-H-A.
No, ma'am. My name is unique. It's F-E-L-E-S-H-A.
F-E-L-E-S-H-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then last name, C-A-N-N-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman. I might sound like a guy because I'm from the coast, but I'm a woman. I'm a female.
All right. Are you married?
No, ma'am.
Right. And can I get your date of birth?
7/2/2/7/1.
Thank you. And then your social?
587. Is that legal for me to give you this over the phone? My social security number.
Yes, yeah, since it is a recorded line, it's just going to the attorneys.
Okay, 587-290-366.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Well, I was online, and I had some of the triggers that it calls for, and then I went and got checked out. So it's just online. Being on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And when was that? When did you find out?
Well, that was back in August 2018.
And what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'4", and I'm going to go ahead and put my quarter on there. I'm 5'4¼", and I'm 155. I want my quarter.
Okay. And then this is your main cell phone number, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your email?
DCD, D as in dog, C as in cat, D as in dog, dot F as in Felicia, Cannon, dot gmail.com.
Gmail.
dcd.fcannon@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And then you said you were spraying Roundup once a month, correct?
Yes.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you started in 2012 and you stopped in 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Well, I just wore some gloves and that's it. I mean, but the thing about it, I mean, that didn't help because, I mean, just the overspray got on me. And I started getting rashes and stuff on me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, rashes started coming up my arms and whole nine yards.
And you were using it in Mississippi, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And if you just had to estimate how many times you've sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
Well, I pretty much sprayed my yard. I mean, sprayed for it at least once a month. At least once a month. So from 2012 to 2018, however many time that is, calculate that time. You want me to calculate it?
No, I can go ahead and do that. Does
Okay.
around, or at
Yeah.
least, would you say it was over 100 or around 100?
Yeah. Wait. It started. I mean, I started doing it like in the springtime. Like I mean, around February. And I think I stopped in August of 2018. So it was in the springtime. I mean, around February. 2012, because I always take care of my yard. I take care of my yard very well. My
Okay.
world. Yes, ma'am.
And do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
And where were you purchasing it from?
From Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, ma'am, because my house burned up. And, I mean, everything burned. I don't have anything.
Oh, wait. Okay. Have you ever smoked?
Yeah, I've smoked before, but I don't smoke anymore.
Okay, how many years have you smoked for or before?
I say about, let's roughly say, after I got out of college, I'm gonna say about 6, and then I just stopped. I stopped.
Okay, and are
It
you
really wasn't a
currently?
habit I should have. I shouldn't have picked it up. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are you currently employed?
No, ma'am. After my car accident, it's just hard for me. I was in construction and I can't do much in that no more because I mean I got 3 bulging discs and lower back pain. And now they saying that I got neuropathy because it feel like pins and needles sticking in me.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, it's rough. I'm telling you, it's rough just sitting down and standing up. It is rough.
Oh,
It
I'm so
hurts.
sorry you're going through
It feel
that.
like it feel like my butt sitting on top of my back.
Oh. And have you lost any time from work because of the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes, I did.
How long would you say you, or how much time did you lose?
I lost probably about a good 3 months because I had to do 7 days in the hospital. Then I turned around and I had to do 13 months of outpatient for treatment and stuff. So dealing with that chemo and whole nine yards, that's a lot of work. A lot of
Right.
work. I mean, chemo is just, I'm serious.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And have you ever
I
been in
wouldn't
the
wish it
military?
on
Oops, sorry.
no. No. No, I say I wouldn't wish it on nobody else. I wouldn't wish it on nobody.
Yeah. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
Other than my accident, because I wasn't at fault.
Oh, have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
I filed for bankruptcy before. Yes, I have.
Okay. Has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yes, everything is fine. I mean, that's been some years ago, though. A lot of years ago.
You know what year?
Don't know exactly what year, ma'am. I want to say about 10 years, maybe less than that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
10 years, around
It might have been
2014.
around the same. It might have been around the same time I was going through this. I'm not sure. I think it was around the same time because I missed work. Yeah, I did file for it though. Yeah, it might have been around the same time I was going through this.
Okay, so around 2018 approximately.
Well, we can say yeah.
Okay, and do you know what court your bankruptcy was in?
So what now?
The court?
The court, it was Pascagoula, I think. It was Pascagoula. Yeah, it was Pascagoula. I think it was.
What was that?
I say it was Pascagoula. Pascagoula, Mississippi. That's the court. You
Oh, I
say
see.
what court it was located?
Yes.
Okay.
Pass. Okay. And then, and other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, but I'm not in town right now, but they at Singing River Hospital.
Okay, can I get the name of that hospital?
Singing River, Singing River Health System. It's in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
All right, thank you. And then, do you remember your physician's name?
His name was Brian, and I want to make sure I pronounce his last name, spell it right. I'm not sure, because it's been a while. I think it's Pershing. I want to say it's Pershing. I thought, think I spelled it right. I know it was Brian.
Oh, yes, Brian Pershing.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And when was the last time you were treated?
The last time I was treated was in December 2020. That's when they told me I was cancer free.
December 2020?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Oh yeah, I look, I was so happy, cause I was depressed the whole time, but I was so happy, and my son was happy too. He was so happy for me. Yeah, he
And
pretty much helped took care of me. He pretty much helped me, my mom, and my dad.
oh, that's so sweet.
They
And so
spend a
how
lot of
has
time off
your
work also.
Right.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes, how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, I mean, at the time it did. It impacted my life because I had to raise a child by myself. But, well, not really by myself. My mom and my dad was in there helping me out and stuff. And he was in school at the time. I mean, he was just grade age, the whole 9 yards. But other than that, I mean, other than this accident, I mean, I got back problems with it now. But I didn't, I mean, at that time, that wasn't an issue. I mean, it was just dealing with that, with the chemo and all that stuff. So like I say, I mean, I'm surviving. Hey, I woke up this morning.
Right.
I woke up this morning. Okay.
Yeah. Would you
I can
say
that
some mental and physical hardships?
Mental.
Mental.
It was a lot of mental and physical. To be honest with you, it was mental and physical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a lot of bad days, and I mean mentally, like I say, I had to have help. I had to have help.
Right. And for your treatment, you said it was chemotherapy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have any radiation or surgery?
Yes, ma'am. I had chemo and radiation. I ain't had no surgery, but I had chemo and radiation.
Okay. And what is your current home address?
2506. Elvernese. I stay with my mom, my parents, because my house burned down. 2506 Elvernese, Scotia, Mississippi, 39553.
Okay. And can you spell that street name for me?
Capital E-L, another word, capital V as in victory, I-E-R-N-E-S. Street. Gautier is Gautier, Mississippi, 39553.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Let me get my auntie number.
Okay. Does she live with you?
No, she'll get it. No, but she'll get it to me right off the bat.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, she stay on top of everything. Her number is 228-229-5098. Carolyn Hamilton.
Carolyn Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay.
But most likely you'll be able to get in contact with me.
Okay. All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
To who?
DocuSign.
Say what now?
Where you sign electronically on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. I just sent over the documents to you. You should have received it as a text link and an email link, whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Okay. Let me open up the text. I haven't checked my email yet. All right. You're ready to receive this. All right. If they continue. What am I signing, ma'am?
That is your retainer with the law firm. So once you have signed and sent those back, the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify all that information and tell you the next steps.
Okay, what is it? My sign? A friend of freedom or something like that.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Oh, that name is on you. All right. Start. I hit start. Okay, now what I do.
There should be a yellow box.
Yeah, I see it. It says draw your signature.
Yes.
Can I just initially? Because it's hard for me to draw with these fingers.
Yeah, it just okay. needs, or you can open it up. It should get bigger. Whatever's easier for you.
Yeah. No, I'm just double-checking a lot of this stuff first.
Okay.
I see a lot of stuff y'all already got filled out. Require admissions. Okay. Admission. Okay. Oh, it's not. Let me go back to okay. Okay, signature. It keeps jumping on me. That's why I'm having problems with it. Let me make sure I feel I had everything. We can say a place in our garden. Finish my feet. In the bowl. Mission. That's done. Tell you what. How do I erase? Because I just put my initials in signature. So how do I erase it?
There should be. Or do you see a little back arrow on the box, on the signature box? Or it should say clear?
No, it just say require signature applied. No, I don't see that. I'm just trying to erase it. So, let me see. No, it won't let me. It won't let me erase it. Hold on. It won't allow me to erase it. Because all I did initially. I didn't sign with my name. I just initially.
If you press on the box, does it get bigger and give you an option to erase it or start?
If they can't say copy or final, I'll translate their new quick note. No, it don't say anything about that. I could be doing it wrong. Hold on, let me try it. It's still showing it. They require signature applied, but I put FVC, I just initiated it. So it's not allowing me, to erase it. Let me see. It says must be signature inside the box. So I'm trying to press that, but it's still not allowing me to erase it. Not allowing me to erase it. Not allow me to do nothing to you. Because it's already got some in the box.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And so after that, all I got to do is just say, hit finish.
Right.
Because everything else is done. Except, yeah. But I ain't got my signature in that box. But everything else is done. From the looks of it. Will it accept my initials?
I'm not sure. So for the first box that you originally put your initials and hit adopt and sign, does that one give you the option to edit?
Which one now?
The very first box you had to sign.
And if it first started sign, their first box I signed, I feel that was all initials. And say just initial those.
Okay.
But then when I got down to the bottom, now it asked for signature right here, but I put undoubtedly it just, as a matter of fact, I didn't even do this. It automatically just went there.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose of it.
Oh, it automatically filled those boxes?
Yeah, it automatically filled that box.
Oh, okay. Then that should be fine.
It just put FBC, the same thing I put down there. It automatically filled it.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay. All right, now what you want me to do? Hit finish?
Yes. Okay, perfect. I just received that. And then I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line so you have my number as well as the attorney's.
Okay.
Right. And then that's all I need from you. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
This your number, 909-996-3862.
No, that is the law firm.
Well, that's the number that I got. 909-906-3862. But the number you text me from is 949-258-9854.
Yeah, so the number I texted you from is my direct line, and then the 909 number in my message is the law firm.
Okay. All right. Let me program you then. Let me go ahead and program you. All right. Now, who else is going to be calling me?
Now, just the attorney should reach out to you within the next few days. But if you haven't heard from them within 48 hours, you can let me know, and then I could transfer you over to them myself.
Okay. All right, what number should I be looking for? Because I get so many telemarketers. It's just so many.
The 909.
Do you have 909? Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Well, thank you so much. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. I hope you have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.